This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, and their website. I'm also fortunate enough to be on some select Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in America, and we're also on some leading independents scattered in for good measure around the country as well. And we also broadcast, by the way, on the internet, streaming to the world around us. And we also can be heard on the satellite, Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center drivers out there, and we certainly have, know you got your work cut out for you for the next couple of days, so be safe, Felix and company, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and all the oil-related products so we can get on down the road to where we need to go, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on X as Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out and find out all the different things that we have there, as well as our next two contributors right here, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel and Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. Top of the morning,
please. All right, and they want to get it out of their system. It's 82 degrees. There you go. Cheer on, because they're gonna be hoping they can find something to cheer about here in the next 24 to 36 hours. But let's say the pledge, and then we've got some hurricane, yes, Hurricane Idalia news. Okay, you guys ready?
Of course, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words in the middle of all that, under God, because our country is definitely was formed and still should be under the influence of Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I got to read this statement because we now have a hurricane coming into the Gulf of Mexico, coming to Florida. And her name is Idalia. Now, there is a danger of life-threatening storm surge inundation amongst portions of the Florida Gulf Coast, where a storm surge warning is currently in effect, including Tampa Bay and the Big Bend region of Florida. Now, inundation of 8 to 12 feet above ground level is expected somewhere up there around Well, it could be Cedar Key. It could be Crystal River. It could be up there in the Big Bend area itself. We don't know yet, but that's where it's going to be. Now, the residents in these areas should follow all advice given by local officials. And if they tell you to get out, get out. Don't argue. Just pack up and leave, because you can always replace what you're going to have. But some of these homes with this kind of water, and Crystal River is one example, I know for sure you could have water right up to the first level, to the roof of the house. So please be careful. And hurricane conditions are expected within portions of the hurricane warning area along the Florida Gulf Coast, with the potential for destructive winds where the Cora Vidalia moves onshore, and that's going to be further up the line around Big Bend. Strong winds will also spread inland across portions of northern Florida and near the track of the center of Vidalia. Now, heavy rainfall from the hurricane Vidalia is expected across portions of western Cuba, which may also produce areas of flash flooding and other flooding as it moves into Florida. We already know that we could have some tornadoes associated with this. There was a report of a tornado watch down in South Florida about an hour ago, and nothing happened of that, thank goodness. But, of course, keep in mind that these storms have been known to spread tornadoes, and you have to be prepared for that. And everything else that comes along. So please, folks, be careful. This is a real deal. It's projected to become a Category 3 hurricane by the time it goes ashore up there somewhere around Cedar Key or Crystal River or Big Bend. So, Colonel, tell us about what's going on down there where you're at in Manatee County. How are the people preparing there?
Yeah, of course, we're just south of the bay. Our greatest threat, while many people have still got Hurricane Ian, the other I word, on their mind. And we weren't affected so much by the hurricane force winds, although there were winds, but it was the flooding and the rain, that persistent thing. So that's what is on people's minds. But as of noon yesterday, those folks that were out on the islands, just there on the Gulf Coast, they had mandatory evacuation orders. Those in Region 2 flood zones, they were given voluntary evacuation orders. All the schools are closed down today and tomorrow, and all the school activities closed down by 6 p.m. last night. It was very, very calm last night. It's very, very calm right now. But by about 1 p.m. today, that situation will change. And a lot of the schools are actually being used as evacuation centers. And I saw some of the folks that were spent the day evacuating off of that. They were managed to get it done. And
okay. Hold that thought, sir. Okay, Kyle, we'll be right back with the Colonel. And, Kyle, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ooh, yeah. What a night.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why a shotgun? Why a shotgun?
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida, on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
I will. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Nissan end of things. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, you've heard me talk about them before for a number of years. Their flagship store is in Newport Richey at U.S. 19 and State Route 54. You'll see that great big, huge American flag up in the air. And I pointed out to everybody that I saw it 2 miles away from the store about 2 weeks ago when I went up there to say howdy to some folks. But, of course, the big flagship store, that's one that you want to visit. But they are the home, Moss Family Automotive, is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, and church pastors too, active or retired, get a great deal afforded to them for your service to our country. Now, you also, along with that vehicle, certified new or pre-owned, whatever the case might happen to be, you also get with that vehicle Moss Care, which is free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. As long as you own that vehicle, you'll get that. So, go to Moss Nissan, flagship store in Newport Richey, 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura are side-by-side on North Ford Avenue here in Tampa. Yep, side-by-side, Acura on one side, Nissan on the other, and the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan store in Brooksville, Florida, on State Route 50 on the west end of Brooksville, right up against the Sun Coast Parkway, the toll road right there. You'll see it. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the country. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, mossnissan.com. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And back to the retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor.
All right, before we put it back into Kyle's hands to ask a question, we're going to go to a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain and guys. This is David from Sandusky, Michigan.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, you're talking about this hurricane that's coming in. I've been listening to you. And it kind of brought back to my mind about a story my mother told me. My grandfather, he used to work for the railroad in Port Huron, Michigan. And one time back in the 50s, before he retired, he was over by the Blue Water Bridge, and a tornado came through, and he literally looked down to the bottom of the river.
Look down
because
the
that tornado
of the river.
Sucked the.
You mean it sucked the river?
The tornado was.
What did you do? Sucked the water out of the river?
Yep.
Okay. Well,
and it,
we've had that happen here in Tampa Bay too.
Yeah, I didn't know if you did or not, but
yep.
I was just kind of. I'm just kind of listening to you, and
okay.
It just brought that back to
all
memory.
Right. Thank you very much, David.
Have a good day, Matt.
Thank you very much, David. Okay, well, Kyle, go ahead and ask the question. I know you were sitting there waiting on a question.
Well, thank you, Captain. And Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, one of the things that we're hearing now about the Russian involvement, of course, in Ukraine, is that the Ukrainian offensive may be going better than we thought because the Kremlin is going to be redeploying their 76th Guards Air Assault Division, which is evidently their best division that they have, and they're redeploying them. But also, does it beg the question that how many resources does the Kremlin have in terms of soldiers to throw into this thing, especially if it's not going well for them?
Yeah, well, that's the case. It's not going well for them. But notwithstanding, for at least 6 months, and if not prior, Russia has been very adamant that this is just an operation we have going on. That there's not a general mobilization to bring in additional resources and all that. But we know the facts on the ground belie that. That's not the case. And they've had troubles recruiting and bringing folks in. And I know you talked in an earlier segment about reports about them using bribery and other things beyond what any recruiter in American Army or American forces would ever do. But, yeah, it is going well. It's interesting because, you know, it was just a week ago, the reports that there were some spokesmen in the United States Pentagon, our Department of Defense, that were critical of the Ukrainians for fighting their counteroffensive instead of focusing on a very narrow front and winning a very notable victory in one fell swoop with the equipment that they have. Instead, they've chosen to use the equipment and needs and their knowledge of the area to fight it. And it appears to me that the Ukrainians are a little bit smarter than what some of those folks out of the Pentagon were talking, because it does seem to be working. It's not going to be a quick one. It's going to do that, but bit by bit, inch by inch, it does seem to be going on the ground, going the Ukrainians' way. And all indications are that it's not playing well for the Russians, and that doesn't seem to be turning around.
Right.
Small victories here and there on both sides.
All right, well, hold on for a second. I got to break in here with some hurricane news. We have an update on the storm and what's going on here. First of all, it is now a hurricane. So Idalia has become a hurricane officially, but it has picked up speed. It's now moving at 14 miles per hour. Current location is some 370 miles south-southwest of Tampa, Florida, 23.1 north and 85.0 On the other side of it. Let's see here. I'm trying to get this real quick because it's coming out and fast. It's coming across in front of me here. 75-mile-an-hour winds with gusts to 90. 14 miles an hour movement. So do the math on that. It's 20 some odd hours away from being in our backyard over here. The time to get moving, folks, is now. Now.
Yeah, Cap, that's great advice. You know, my roots are in Kansas, so tornadoes, like your Michigan caller, that was my way of life. But in the years that I lived in southern Georgia, now that I've been fluoridated for the last going on 5 years, I've had to work very quickly to be hurricane smart, and it's paid off. I was a little bit slow. I got topped off with my gas tank yesterday, and that was a bit of a carnival. I got in quickly, but it took me a long time to get out because of all the cars moving in and out. It's amazing. But that's good advice, and everybody needs to heed and do what they did. And hopefully people have learned, our freshmen with Hurricane Ian and now with Aida, we'll get through this. We'll be okay.
Sure, absolutely. And the time to get all this done is now. Don't dilly-dally around anymore. Don't go, well, it's going to miss us. It's going to... No. We're on the right side of this storm.
Yeah, you got a half a day here on the Sun Coast. We've got a half a day to do what you're going to do, and then you need to batten down the hatches.
Okay, back to you, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. And yes, of course, yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty. There's the certainty the storm's going to be bad. Some people don't know how bad, but you got to prepare for as bad as it could possibly be. And then you have a plan. That's going to help you immensely. Well, Colonel, just getting back to the question about Russia. Now, this is the world's biggest hypothetical, and we talk about it a lot, but only because it keeps getting mentioned by Medvedev and apologists on Moscow television and so forth. At what point do the advisors around Putin say, we think we could do a tactical nuke? And also, at what point, what do you think the advisors are telling President Biden at this time of what could happen?
You know, it's almost easier, ironically, to prognosticate about what the advisors are telling Putin versus what advisors are telling to President Biden, because I'll be doggone if you know it. They just did the first news conference in 2 weeks yesterday, and of course there's questions about everything, but that's not front and center with American people right now. It's almost like the Ukraine is kind of taking second, third place on the news front right there. But yeah, as far as tactical news, there are no doubt. I mean, let's take a look at that. Okay, we had the death of a guy that was kind of sort of an ally with Vladimir that died in a plane crash. And it wasn't just him, but it was vice commander. So where are we going from here? What advice again? Well, he was replaced by an intelligence chief who was very ruthless.
Okay, Colonel, we're going to lose you. We're going to lose you. I'll talk to you on Thursday, my friend. Thank you very much. And that's retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. And Kyle, you hang on. Kevin Wright. And we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tuesday morning edition. We're going to have our first Harrison College football report. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA News Update. The University of North Carolina confirms one faculty member was killed after a shooting on campus Monday. School officials made the announcement.
This loss is devastating. The shooting damages the trust and safety that we so often take for granted.
Police say they have a suspect in custody but are not releasing a name or possible charges yet. Tropical Storm Idalia barreling towards Florida. The storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane and pass over western Cuba tonight. The storm currently has sustained winds about 70 miles per hour with even higher gusts. Idalia will become a dangerous major hurricane and make landfall somewhere on Florida's Gulf Coast by early Wednesday morning. A new study is finding early signs of CTE in athletes who died before age 30. It was conducted by Boston University's CTE Center. They looked at the neurodegenerative disease in young adults, including what is said to be the first case in a woman. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the market for a new vehicle, Moss Nissan has over 450 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from your first car to a larger vehicle for your growing family. They have options for every situation, so don't purchase a new vehicle without talking to Moss Nissan first. You'll be glad you did.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to bring Kyle Warren back into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And it's time for a special feature we do every week at this time. It's Harrison on Sports. And, Harrison, you got some things to talk about today. Go for it. Go for it.
Yes, we do. I hope everyone's staying safe out there and hope everyone's doing well. We'll start off just with some news with just four MLB teams, the one that's going to be the closest to being affected by the current hurricane coming in for the most part with college football. It seems like the Gators' travel plans have been tweaked a little bit, but for the most part, a lot of teams are going to be in the clear just because of timing and geography. But right now, the Rays are traveling down to Miami to play the Marlins, and they'll be having Aaron Civale take the mound to face Sandy Alcantara. And the Rays will be trying to get a little bit of payback. Last time they played Sandy, they lost when Sandy threw a complete game on 97 pitches and gave up just a single run. So we'll see how that one goes. The Rays have been playing very well as of late, winning 8 of their last 10. They're up to 80 wins on the season. They're on pace for 98 wins and just 2 back from the Orioles for the division. And we'll see maybe if that still gets affected by the hurricane. It's currently not in the path, but we know the outer bands could be causing some issues with weather. So we'll see how updates go on that throughout the day. And on that note, we move into college football. The Florida teams will be playing starting this week. The Florida Gators, while their travel plans, like I mentioned, have been updated a little bit, are going out to Salt Lake City to play Utah. That should be virtually unaffected. The Gators enter year two of the Billy Napier era, and they look to improve upon their 6-6 season where they lost in the Las Vegas Bowl to Oregon State. Graham Mertz will make his Florida debut as the new starting QB succeeding Anthony Richardson. The Gators are unranked in the AP poll, but they did receive some votes, and they also got some love in the coaches poll, where they got 63 points, and you can consider them 28th in the country on that one. Moving on to UCF, they begin their era of Power 5 football, joining Houston, Cincinnati, and BYU in their inaugural seasons in the Big 12, two of those schools moving over from the AAC to this new conference. And UCF also starts unranked in the AP poll, receiving no votes. They will host Kent State at the Bounce House. USF travels to Bowling Green, Kentucky, not to be confused with Bowling Green, Ohio, when they play Western Kentucky. They are also on the road, which means they will also, for the most part, dodge any hurricane issues when it comes to playing the game. And just like their War on I-4 counterpart, USF is unranked in the AP poll this season with no votes. And just speaking of the War on I-4, for those who may not be in the loop or might need a refresher for later in the year, there will be no football matchup this year between USF and UCF, just to keep in mind as we enter the college football season. Then this is due to UCF's departure from the American to the Big 12. USF will play Charlotte at the end of the year now, who is new to the American, and UCF will play Houston, a fellow AAC defector and new Big 12 member. It is uncertain the next time these two will play again in football and other sports, so you'll be able to see the War on I-4. Then we move on to Miami football. Who will the UB playing to start the season? Well, none other than Miami of Ohio. So we get a little bit of a duel to see who will be the true Miami football team for this year. This is actually the fourth time they have played in their history, and Miami, Florida has won all three. Miami, Ohio, maybe they'll change that, or maybe the U will keep that streak going. Mario Cristobal enters year two at the helm for the Canes. The Hurricanes look to bounce back from going 5-7 and not making a bowl, so only a one-win improvement would get them back into eligibility in postseason play. Miami is unranked in the AP poll and got no votes, but like the University of Florida, they did get a little more love in the coaches' poll receiving votes. And to wrap up the sports update, Florida State is the designated home team when they play LSU in a neutral site game where they play Camping World Stadium in Orlando. The game is a top-10 matchup to lead off the year. The repeat of a matchup from last year where they played at the Superdome against LSU. And LSU is coming off a big year with Mike Norvell, taking a big step going from 5-7 to 10-3 and winning the Cheez-It Bowl. They are ranked they finished last year 11th in the AP poll. They will start off 8th in the AP poll this year. So expectations are much higher for them this year. And I have to imagine with FSU versus LSU, seeing who you might want to see when I think Florida fans are hoping for maybe the Hurricane to blow that one away. But on that note, that will do it for your sports update. We return to the Captain's America Third Watch. Hope everyone stays safe out there during the storm.
Thanks very much, Harrison. Appreciate it, and have yourself a great day, and you stay safe.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All righty. Well, Kyle, I'm going to go back here to the statement, because while we have been listening to Harrison, there's been some things that have been moving around here. Now, the storm warnings and watches are all pretty much the same, except for down south where it's starting to move away from Cuba, and the dry tortugas down there. And a couple of other areas way down south. But what we've got going on here right now is we have our hurricane, Category 1 hurricane. which has picked up speed. It's now moving at 14 miles an hour. It is roughly 20 hours south-southwest away at the current speed from Tampa. So that doesn't necessarily mean you got 20 hours because this thing might pick up a little more speed because we know it's going to intensify, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And according to some of the latest reports, as of 5 a.m., the storm was roughly 370 miles southwest of Tampa. Mm-hmm. So it gives you an idea of the proximity now.
Yeah, 20 hours away at 14 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. So, but hurricane force winds extend out 15 miles from the center. That's not necessarily a problem. It's an isolated, it's a pretty compact storm. However, the tropical force winds are out 100 and, is it 50 miles? Let me see here. Oh, 160 miles. It gets added 10 more miles. So that means that based on where it's probably going to be going up the coastline, we're going to feel the effects of a 50 to 70 mile an hour wind right here where we're at, with some rain, with some surge. Question is, how much?
Well, that's right. And 70-mile-an-hour winds can do an awful lot of damage, and especially because there also would be sustained, maybe not at that exact level, but in that neighborhood. And so that's a very, very major thing that can happen to structures.
Well, so can 50.
Yes.
This thing is supposed to go ashore as a strong Category 3. There was even some talk late last night, but it hasn't gotten any further than just a few people talking about it, that this could possibly go to a Cat 4 if it stalled a little bit and stayed out in the warmer water for a little while longer. But I doubt it. I doubt it. We'll see. Category 3 is bad enough. Thank you very much.
Well, that's exactly right. And once again, we can't emphasize enough, power outages are going to be anticipated. They could be widespread, so be sure you have flashlights, any other kind of illumination, and, of course, your battery-powered radio so you can keep up to date with what's happening.
And the storm surge. For God's sakes, folks, if the water gets deep and the power lines go down and you see power lines in the water, do not get anywhere near them. You can get electrocuted. It's that simple. Treat every line
exactly
that you see down as if it's a live line. Call the power company. Call the fire department. Do not walk in the water where there are power lines down. Just don't do it.
That's right. And if the local authorities are telling you to get out and go to a shelter or go away to higher ground, do that. Don't delay.
Yep. And the National Guard is taking up positions around the Gulf Coast. You're going to see the high water trucks, the 5-ton or the deuce and a half, as some people used to call them, are going to be around, and they'll be driving around, I'm sure, evacuating people that need to be moved if the situation warrants it. But please be careful today. I'll be on the air again tonight, maybe later today. It all depends on what's going on. But be careful, and we'll be putting things up on the Internet, and make sure you listen to your local stations for the latest, because they're going to have the information. We get it before the newspapers do. Guarantee you that one. We'll be right back with more right after this break. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And by the way, for those of you thinking, oh my goodness, it's going to be stormy, it's going to be this. Nope, not about that time. Later in the afternoon, middle of the afternoon, 3, 4 o'clock, something like that, probably. But not at 1 o'clock, not from 11 to 1 when I'm there. And it wouldn't think of it because the Mission Barbecue people won't allow it. No, I'm just kidding. But we're going to have our normal lunch like we usually do, so you're welcome to stop by, have lunch with the captain. And for those of you out driving around, remember when the winds get up to 45 miles an hour, especially the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, they will shut the bridge down, and you'll have to find another way to go here, there, and everywhere. It happens every now and then, not a lot, but fairly frequently on the Sunshine Skyway. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with me. We're closing out the hour. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's talk a little bit of politics because it kind of has something to do a little bit with the scheme of things. 36% of the Democrats want Newsom to challenge Biden. Now, many voters, including more than a third of the Democrats, want California Governor Gavin Newsom to challenge President Joe Biden for the 2024 Democratic presidential nomination. Now, according to the latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey, it finds that 37% of likely U.S. voters have a favorable impression of Newsom, including 15% with a very favorable opinion of him. Now, some 43% view Newsom unfavorably, including 32% with a very unfavorable impression of the California Democratic governor. Now, another 19% just aren't sure, and they never will know anyway, because they're still sleeping.
Well, you know, I'm sure that Gavin Newsom is thinking about this and probably dreaming about something like this.
Yep.
And probably thought it was more in the offing several months ago when he went to Washington and visited, I think, the White House, but the president wasn't even there. So
yep.
Was he measuring drapes? I don't know.
Photo op.
But a photo op, right. But basically, I think if he were to emerge as the standard bearer, it would have to be done very carefully. It couldn't be seen necessarily as a direct challenge, I think, at least at this point. It would have to be Joe Biden makes some announcement that he's going to step down from the campaign, not from the presidency. But again, anything's possible. But certainly, I think you got people out there who just don't want Joe Biden. And some people just don't want Trump. I mean, that's just the long and the short of it. But Joe Biden, of course, you know, people are wondering if he can finish out the campaign.
Okay, well, we've got the rowboat captain on the line here, so we're going to go get the rowboat captain on the phone here. Okay, Backgammon Bob, how's the rowboat?
Pretty good. I'm right on the bridge, Captain. Anyway, I'm right on the bridge. A little stormy weather ahead, though. That's a problem. Anyway, wanted to find out about, I had seen on Fox News where, and they had some black people talking, said that the black people are swinging more and more towards Trump now, and I think that's going to make a big difference. And in fact, one of them was even referencing that mugshot of Trump's is really inspiring them because they thought that they were unfairly treating Trump by all this prosecution stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing I wanted to mention was this, and wanted to ask you about this. I had seen on the different one weather places, the Fox weather, that the cone seems to be shifting a little more towards the west a little bit, and even on the spaghetti models, they seem to be totally out of their thing. And one last question about storm surge. They're predicting 4 to 7 feet here for locally, and I'm in a zone A, and my place is about 8 foot above. Now, 4 to 7 feet, will that go much above?
It might.
Anyway, that's it. Yeah.
It might. Okay, here's the problem, okay? It's coming in on high tide, it looks like. That's number one. Now, I'll give you an example, and you can use these numbers if you want. Crystal River, the canal that's up there, is at sea level. So they're at sea level, and they're talking 8 to 12 feet up there of a surge on top of a high tide, which would put it up into the first floor of the buildings, the camps, the cottages that are right there along the river. So do the math. If you're 8 feet above and you're going to have a storm surge of 4 to 7, doesn't mean it'll be 4, doesn't mean it'll be 7. It could be 5. You're still safe because you're 8 feet above sea level. But if you're 4 feet above sea level and you got that 4 foot plus maybe 5, maybe 6, maybe 7, whatever, now suddenly you got water in your first floor, right, Kyle?
Exactly, yes.
And that's how it works. And you never know, but I always figured, and I never had, and by the way, I'm in Zone A myself, and I have not had water in my place since I moved there back in 2010. I've not had any water at all. It's come up to the steps. I've got 3 steps before you climb up into my place. It's come up to the steps and stayed right there, but it has never been inside. And we had a storm surge of some 9 feet a few years ago, and if it was ever going to come up in there, it would have come in there then, and it didn't. just like here in the area where we're at. We found out what we were above sea level, and it was higher than what people thought it was. And the water came up as far as Kennedy Boulevard out of the bay, and that was it. That was kind of a weird storm there. So the problem is the water, because that's what does the killing. People drown, and they get caught in a situation with their car or their truck or whatever, and that's the problem that they seem to have. In the meantime, I see my rowboat captain just showed up over there in the other studio. So that's Mr. Rowboat Ken. Good morning, Ken. He's over there. He's over there. And, of course, our ace newsman is here, Roger P. Shulman. You know, folks, and Kyle, I'm going to make this short because I see I'm running out of time here. It's all up to radio, local radio, to provide people with information. Because when you lose your power, you're going to hear radio either in your car or you're going to hear it on your phone. Maybe you might have an operation or a deal where you got television on your phone or something like that, but then you're going to have to charge your phone. So if you lose power, you're going to be charging in your car receptacle, right?
Exactly right, yeah.
Unless you have a generator. And, of course, most people don't have generators, so therein lies problem number one and number two. But it's going to be one of those times when a lot of people come together for things like this, and you got to remember that your neighbors, your older neighbors, they can't quite fend for themselves with some of this. You want to make sure they're okay and ask them if they need anything. And if they need to be taken out of their home and, you know, maybe your home is safer than theirs or something like that, that's something you might want to consider. But a helping hand and a kind thought along the way won't hurt at all when it comes to the next couple of days with this storm that's going to be around. So, Kyle, I'm going to let you go because tonight we're going to be very busy talking about what's going on because we'll be right smack dab in the middle of it.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We'll have all the latest, and, of course, we'll be seeing exactly where this storm is heading. So, yes, I'm looking forward to it, but I hope everybody stays safe, absolutely.
Okay, talk to you tonight, my friend.
Take care.
Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And again, folks, you know, keep your radio on this station, your local station, because this is going to be your source for information. When the power goes down and the storms and this, that, and the other, yeah, you can have the television all you want, but, you know, again, if you don't have a generator and you lose your power, well, you're back to the radio. So make sure that you set your push button up to whatever it is you're listening to right now, because I can assure you the stations that I'm on right here in Tampa, we are definitely going to let everybody know what's going on. As soon as we get the information, you're going to get it. And that's how we operate here. There's three of us that work together, myself, Roger P. Shulman, Bill Bunkley, and now I got to add a fourth one, Ken. So there's four of us that work together, and, of course, there's Joe and there's Robert. So make sure you keep it here because we'll be telling you during the course of the day and tonight, especially tonight when I come back on my regular shift, what's going on. So have yourself a great day. Remember, this program is all about we the people. We get it done. They work for us. We don't work for them. Make sure you remember that. And I'll see you all tonight or later on today at Mission Barbecue.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.